This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A recent survey found Milwaukee is one of the worst cities for Black women. The city ranked in the bottom five on a national livability index and ranks last in the country for economic outcomes. Corrine Hess reports some Black women business owners are trying to build on pockets of success.
It's a busy afternoon at Sherman Phoenix on Milwaukee's north side. The business incubator has been a beacon of hope in the city since it opened a little over a year ago in a neighborhood that has seen countless acts of violence. The 30 restaurants and small shops at Sherman Phoenix are nearly all owned by African Americans, and many of those owners are women. Adesia Smith ran a commercial bakery out of her home for about a decade. She says she's been baking since she was knee-high to her grandmother. Smith says when she opened Confectionately Yours on November 30th, 2018, there were some bumps, but she says nothing worth having comes easy.
There's been a lot of things that we've had to learn on the go and as we have grown. So now hopefully we'll have the opportunity to pass some of those things to people who are seeking to be in this position as well.
Smith wants to see more women who look like her open businesses, especially in Milwaukee.
We've been known to be one of the most segregated cities in the United States, and I do think it does come with the territory, unfortunately.
Despite successes like Sherman Phoenix, research continues to show Black female entrepreneurs face racial and gender wealth gaps and negative bias. A report from the Kauffman Foundation found just 2% of venture capital financing goes to women, and more than 20% of Black entrepreneurs say lack of financing hurts their ability to be profitable.
It is really systemic and institutionalized racism and sexism. It's not one or the other. It's both those things at the same time.
That's Nicole Mason. She heads the Institute for Women's Policy Research in Washington, D.C. From 2002 to 2012, the number of businesses owned by Black women increased by nearly 200%. But businesses owned by Black women have lower sales among all racial and ethnic groups, the Institute found. Mason says women often blame themselves.
If their business closes, often they internalize it and say, well, it's maybe something I didn't do right or I didn't have the right business plan. But they don't look at systems and lack of systems and supports in place to help their business grow and thrive.
Back at Sherman Phoenix, Smith says she's trying to change the narrative by sharing her experiences. She also believes there is access to capital, marketing, and other services that some Black entrepreneurs aren't aware of.
With the support of the collaborative organizations that do not see color, but they just see genuine people with genuine gifts and talents that can be successful coming together, then we can make that narrative louder.
Some of those organizations include the African American Chamber of Commerce, BizStarts, and Generator. Molly Dill is a director with G Beta Milwaukee, Generator's free 7-week program that gives entrepreneurs a chance to receive guidance from mentors, investors, and potential customers. Dill holds office hours weekly at Sherman Phoenix and in other locations across the city.
I think the demographics of the best and brightest in the community is probably representative of the demographics of the community itself. So we work hard to try to cast a wide net that requires, rather than just who raises their hand to do this kind of work.
City Alder Malaley Coggs has hosted the MKE Business Now Entrepreneurship Summit for 9 years to connect men and women, mostly of color, with city and private resources. Coggs says the number of summit attendees has quadrupled. This year, there were about 400.
There are countless people doing it every single day and trying to find creative ways to still be entrepreneurs and to have some success. And what I appreciate most is there are so many of them sharing their experiences with others.
Coggs and others working with Black business owners say the challenges in Milwaukee are real, but progress is being made. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.